Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to the Sean Atwood channel. I'm Ron Swanson. We are live today with Tommy Scoville, part 5, diving into Diddy, the case, the Jaguar Wright interview that we had on the channel this week, which I was saying to Tommy, it's like watching Pink Floyd, you know, The Wall. Every time you watch it, you hear something you didn't hear the first time. You kind of get sucked back into it again. And I know... Tommy, you've done a deep dive. We're going to get into that. But just because it's the first time we've met, I know the side chat are well aware of who you are. Just sort of introduce yourself and give us a little bit of background of what sort of brought you to YouTube and what where you are with content.
Sure. So I was I spent the first like 3 decades of my life really addicted to drugs. Like I really had a problem. And I ended up on opiates, pain medication. I was a skier. Skiing was my life. And got a lot of injuries, and it sounds stupid, but I didn't know when the pills stopped, I was going to get sick. Like, as dumb as that sounds, I was taking them for years, and I never took them to get a buzz because I was always recovering from something or I was always in pain. But as that, as the realization that I was no longer a skier, you know, and now I had to get off these things and I couldn't. And the insurance companies end up dropping you and telling you they're not going to get you any more of the medication. Maybe you should try a methadone clinic. And I decided that I'd rather try bank robbery. And did a series of crimes that landed me in prison. And, I got out, of prison. I'd actually married my attorney, thought, you know, we were going to have a great life. I got out and sort of fell right back into it, man. Got back on dope. And this last time I went away for, these things, right? A whole pile of them. And if I say it this early in the show, they'll kill us.
Oh yeah.
But there was a bunch of those. I had a bunch of those. And when I got sent up this last time, I don't know how much you know about American prisons, but a black dude walked up to me in an American prison and said, "You got to be the dumbest smart person I've ever met, or the smartest dumb person I've ever met, dumbest smart person, one or the other." He's like, "What are you doing here?" And the guy worked with me for a year and a half, which is not something you get. It's a very difficult thing to do inside, but I ended up sober. And when I got out, my probation officer said, "Hey, you got to go to a meeting every day for 90 days. I said, "I'm not going. You can send me back." And he looked at me like I was kidding. I'm like, "Look, man, every time I get out, you guys send me to these meetings that I have to go to. Everybody there is a recovering junkie." Mm-hmm. And I end up in the parking lot with one of these guys buying a sack, right? So like, I'm not going there. And he said, "Well, then you better come up with a plan B." And the lifeboat was plan B. You know, yeah. I never thought more than 4 or 5 people would show up or whatever. But I was going to talk about sobriety and, you know, concentrate on staying sober. And I've been off probation and off that for a very long time. But this is kind of my future. You know, this is what I do. And I'm having a really good time doing it.
Oh, that's awesome. And like I said, I watched a bit of your breakdown of the Jaguar interview. Everyone has been loving your takes on Diddy. Why don't we start off with the Jaguar interview? Why don't we jump in there? Take us from your initial reaction to your key points that you've sort of taken away from it.
Yeah, I love Jaguar. First of all, I'm not a Jaguar Wright hater. So if it comes off like I don't hate me. But I've been following Jag a long time, and I am of the firm belief she's the greatest entertainer in terms of like public speaking, in terms of just sitting in front of a camera doing whatever. She's masterful, right? Yeah. She really is. But I think that sometimes over the course of time, this is either everything she's saying is absolute gospel, and we're so jacked up as a country that Diddy may have been running everything. Like, I'm not even being funny. Like, he was running Hollywood. He was running a lot more than just the music business. Or it's something else. But everybody associated with this who has this much information has been called crazy, right? Jaguar has. Yep. Orlando Brown has. Cat Williams has. Right? If you come out and you say anything.
Yeah, up until this case broke, people have been talking about this for decades. Decades and decades and decades. And there's paper trails after paper trails to prove all that. But, well, lo and behold, now, though, here we are in a situation where it seems like a lot of conspiracy is becoming conspirafact. And I think Jaguar's story covers so much time that there's so much that she's experienced. There's so much that she's been told. There's eyewitness testimonies. There's been situations where she told a story where she was, you know, kept drugged in a hospital for days. All of this is going to put together a mash in your head of everything. And I think the way that she delivers it all and the way that she skirts around the YouTube algorithms and things, she's really nailing it. And yeah, I've got toothache, everybody. I do apologize, Danny. Thank you for asking. It is horrible. I've got a man in a delivery car coming with ibuprofen as we speak.
One of my favorite tooth stories, on September the 7th, I was in federal prison in Phoenix, Arizona. And I was in the SHU, the segregated housing unit. And when I put my arm through the food slot, right? I was like, hey, you got to help me. Like, I have a toothache. I'm dying. They said, you got to fill out a form. There's a process you got to go through. I said, you can pull it, you know, but I got to have the pain stop. Like, I'm dying. January 27th, they pulled me in to take that tooth out. And literally
when did you say that you reported it?
The first week of September.
Yeah, that's right.
I was actually buying. I was actually buying the Bolivian marching powder to just dump in it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, I had no interest whatsoever in putting the stuff up my nose, but just to buy relief.
That was somebody in the side chat broke down the science behind why that cures toothache. Right,
it does too. I mean, beautifully, it does.
Yeah. It's an interesting one, but yeah.
So Jag. Here's a couple of things that I heard that just blew my mind, right? Blew my mind. And I'm not trying to bum anybody out. These are things that, because of my life, when she said that there's a court that she was able to go into in Pennsylvania, mm-hmm, and give this one up or down.
Yep.
And that thumbs up or thumbs down, much like Caesar, would determine whether or not this guy's going to go get a very lengthy prison term. Right. Or to walk free. And that one caved my head in, and I was writing as fast as I could too. Right. And she started to talk about how, this is, you know, I was hired to get information. I was hired to watch him, and I'm yelling at the screen as loud as I can. Who hired you? Oh, like veins sticking out of my neck. Cause to me, that was like, I really want to know if that was a hiring, who did it? Right. I'd like, because somebody put a comment up earlier that said she sold her soul as well. She's just trying to redeem it. And as funny as that may be, it may not be that funny. The more you deep dive this, right? And to come onto this platform and talk about it, like, this is a cool forum, because there's some stuff, and I'm a big fan of the word allegedly, but there's some stuff that's coming out that, you know, we're moving the goalpost in terms of insanity at a level that I never thought possible. You know what I mean? Like, allegedly Jamie Foxx was in the hospital during that long stay that he had. That was Diddy trying to bump him off of planet Earth, right? And the first time you hear that, you're like, oh, come on, it's insane. And then you start like looking at the timelines of everything that happened, and him on a talk show saying, well, he did have some parties for just men. You know what I'm saying? Like, those kind of, and then that's it, man. 2 days later, he's in the hospital, right? Like, that's pretty wild stuff.
You know, the coincidence is one or two's, you know, fair dues. When they just start racking up and racking up and racking up, and again, we've got decades and decades of paper trails of people saying the same thing, trying to bring this to light, and no one listening. It's a scary one. And I mean, the story about the judge, you know, she was hired to record him, and she was there to be his dominatrix, and It really was one of those ones where, you know, the minute that she says who hired her, she's going to have a bad case of food poisoning and she doesn't recover from it.
Absolutely. I'm shocked that that hasn't happened already. I mean, honestly. And the other one that you know, this was another one that just at the very end, there was a question that was brought up about the tunnels underneath Diddy's house. Right. Yep. And the reality, according to what I've been able to find, is that at one time this was actually a public swimming pool. And when they decided these houses were going to be built and all that, they kind of built this thing on top of this swimming pool. And then tunnels started to be created off of that. There's a lot made about Hugh Hefner and the fact that he had some of these tunnels were by his design. It now looks like it's kind of fallen into repair. It just looks almost like more like a sewer. It's kind of nasty down there. But there's a lot of rumors about things that have taken place underneath there. Right. Allegedly, people wearing really weird masks, like that Eyes Wide Shut crap. Right. The kind of stuff that we just keep hearing about again and again and again, where selling your soul right to the music thing is just it seems like there's a ritual involved and people keep talking about it. But when she said those tunnels go back to Aleister Crowley, right, those tunnels go back to Aleister Crowley and to L. Ron Hubbard. I mean, that was another one where I just went, what? You know,
yeah,
this is
it. It seems less odd when it's, you know, men in the 60s and 70s going through tunnels for Playboy parties than right. It does for a whole bunch of people to be heading over for a Crowley party, if you see what I'm saying. Not that we realize there's not much of a distinction between some of these parties from each other, but it's certainly, it almost is laughed off when we think about the original legends of the Playboy tunnels and all this kind of stuff. You laugh off as just like, oh, you know, it was that time. It was that crazy time of, you know, Hollywood celebrity and Playboys and all this stuff. But when you look at it now, and you then even when you apply that to the, what the hell was the name of the guy? Cosby. You know, there were so many of his accusations that were tying in with the mansion. It's scary. It's scary. And yet tunnels are one thing that if people don't think that the powers that be have figured out that if you just build a tunnel underground, they can keep stuff secret. You're crazy. Yeah.
Okay. Right. That's how they get a lot of dope into this country. Right. Yeah. There was a time where I was less than a good person. And that was an industry that for a while I knew a lot of people in. And they literally will tunnel from Tijuana all the way into the United States. And these tunnels, I mean, they started out being really rudimentary stuff. These days, they're not. Like, these days, these things are made of concrete and there are lights in them and they bust them all the time. There was a really incredible case where a guy had a pool table on a hydraulic that came up and they're just, tunnels are, and I know that this stuff sounds insane, right? I understand how crazy this stuff sounds, but when you hear it, the number of sources that it comes from, on different places. Will Smith's kid has been open as hell on a bunch of different platforms talking about these tunnels. But tell you what, that family doesn't need counseling, right? Nothing wrong with the Smith family. Will Smith's kids and wife, an unusual relationship
there. Well-adjusted family unit, shall we say.
Yeah. When Christmas rolls around, you just give them, like prepaid counseling because those... allegedly the mother, right, Jada Pinkett Smith, was having relations with a 17-year-old boy that was her son's best friend. That isn't going to damage your dome at all, right? Like, that's not going to leave you screwed up. And then on top of that, allegedly, his dad says, listen, you obviously want to do stuff with music, but you kind of want to break into, I think you should go spend a little time with Diddy. And allegedly, and this is gaining traction, but allegedly, he was at a freak-off that his dad was at. Like, allegedly, there was a photo out there of father and son in the same video doing the things that they do at freak-offs. And I was hella tight with my dad. I can't imagine I'd want to be in the same room doing anything like that with him. You know what I'm saying? It's just really, really odd.
Yeah. But
there were flat-screen TVs, right? This came out from the Little Rod lawsuit. He went into a room by accident. They were bringing DoorDash or something like that. They were delivering food. But he went in and saw six TV screens, right? Six TV screens. And he said there were about 30 little windows on every single one of the TV screens. Now, I don't know if that's like channel one and you can cycle it and it'll hit you with more rooms. But if that's all there is, there's 180 cameras in that house, right? Jake, but it's, you don't have to be good at math to go 30 times six, right? What is that, 180? Okay, if that's all there is, you realize how many cameras, 180 cameras is in a house? This is why everybody, like, I over here, when somebody screws up, there is a star ready to come out the next day and say, although I was really good friends with this guy, we are, you know, nothing to do with him anymore. I have nothing, you know, no one's even distancing themselves. Right. The only thing you're hearing at all is, I have been to Diddy parties, but I always left by 7 o'clock. Like that's the battle cry. You know, yeah. Nobody was there past nine, according to you. No, but that radio silence is really strange, Ron. I think it's a case of all of these stars are waiting to hear if their name comes out because they're on a video before they start trying to do any commenting.
Well, this is it. And you're going to have a percentage of people that are genuinely fearful because they've committed crimes. Then you're going to have people who know they've seen things and never said anything. And then you're going to have people who are guilty by association, who were on the outer rings of the party. You know, the people that genuinely did leave at seven. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everyone's going to be crap in their pants. You know, the only people, right, who are very chatty are the people that are incredibly talented, but for some reason, their career just came to a complete stop in the music industry, in the film industry, in the acting, whatever. It was almost like, Tommy, they were offered something and went, yeah, nah, that's not for me. And then they've went away and they've just started talking and they've been discredited. They've been defamed. They've been set up.
Conspiracy theorists, right? They poison you. They, you know, these guys end up arrested. The number of people, allegedly, who have ripped all their clothes off and run out into the street talking about, you know, the trauma from all of this stuff. There's a list of stars, right, that allegedly have done this. So the newest rumor that seems to be gaining traction is that it was Jamie Foxx, allegedly, that busted all of this off. When he got out of that hospital after he had, after he realized that that he was going to make it, he called the feds and said, "We need to talk." The police visited him at the hospital, which I find a very odd thing. Right, that is a fact. That one is researchable. I've been in the hospital a lot. Never had a cop show up there, and I'm a criminal. Right, spent my whole life as a criminal. Cops don't show up at hospitals unless there's a reason to. So they must have thought something was up with that. But it's gaining traction, and I don't know, man. Like, to me, it seems really, seems like Cassie's lawsuit, this was kind of cut and dry, right? Cassie's lawsuit really, really outed this. And if you look, if you read her, Cassie Ventura's lawsuit, and you look at what the government has let out so far, it looks like they just took both of those lawsuits, Little Rod's and Cassie's, and then went and chased down everything they said in there to see if, because if what they alleged in there was fact, then this guy's going away for a really long time, right? Oh, yeah. There are three ripping charges out of this. In the U.S., people keep saying he's looking at 15 years. I promise you, you do not know the federal legal system. 15 years would be if you walked in and said, "I am a dirtbag and I would like to plead guilty today." The way it works in our system, the federal, not the state, you are rewarded for telling on yourself. You're wildly rewarded for saying, "I don't want to go to trial. I don't want to do any of this." They go, "Really? We'll drop your offense level 3 points for you pleading guilty instantly." Well, that could be the difference, you know, in 10 to 15 years, right? People, if you're going to roll the dice, you're going to lose, right? They have a 98% conviction rate. So Diddy's not going to take a deal. He ain't going to get 15 years. If they say to you, "Here's your deal," and they will offer him something, right? And even if it's just, "We'll get you close enough to home," right? But they're going to offer him something. And when you don't take the deal, it's not like all of a sudden you're going to get what they offered you. If they said, "Plead right now and we'll give you 35. If you don't plead right then and you go to trial and lose, you ain't getting 35. Not even in the ballpark. I've told the horror story before, but I knew a guy that was offered 3.5 years. 3.5 years. And he said to the people at the FBI, "I don't think you got much of a case." 3.5 years? Yeah. Obviously, you ain't got much. Well, they went out and built it, right? And he got 10 times that, literally 10 times that. And they don't care. They throw time around in the federal system like you wouldn't believe. He's not looking at 15 years, people. And I will predict right here, right now, that we're going to see at a minimum of three superseding indictments on this case, where they're going to charge him with crimes that on paper, right, are going to look gnarlier. And I don't mean in terms of our vision and stuff like that. I'm talking about a federal sentencing guideline sheet, right? These crimes are going to be even nastier on the federal sentencing guideline sheet than what he's accused of now. I think that there's no chance in hell we don't see, honestly, I think that they're going to try to tie this up in a really tight little package, and that's going to be Tupac, right? That's going to be Biggie. I think there's going to be an awful lot of stuff that's been unsolved that's all going to end up right square in Diddy's camp.
Yeah, I completely agree. What do you think of the possibilities of this all blown up into a huge RICO case? Because... is there any other way to frame it? Give me 1 second. I think that's my ibuprofen just arrived, Tommy. But
yeah, no problem. No problem whatsoever. As of right now, right? When they say we're charging you with racketeering, they're RICOing you. So, and this is honestly the textbook for what the federal government of the United States put the RICO law in place for, right? This is so that you're not going to get people like at the end of World War II, right? The people in Nuremberg who said, hey, man, I was just following instructions. Yeah, that doesn't fly, right? If the instructions you were following were felonies, then you're part of this group. And if you were aware that those instructions were being carried out, but you're not the one doing it, you're still a part of this group. I have watched prison gangs, right? People I knew really well in prison get RICO'd. And they going to charge all of the drug trafficking that they could prove, you know, to everybody, the entire gang. If there's 37 guys on the yard, all 37 of them are going to pick up a case. And if one person got stomped to death in the shower, right, 37 people are about to have a body put on them. Yeah. RICO is a terrifying thing. And the other thing that I think is that what RICO has done for the feds, and this hasn't really been looked at, I don't think, yet. But statutes of limitations on things, RICO, you can bring stuff in even if you're not charging people for it, right? Previous bad acts are allowed to be brought in to show that this is a criminal, right? These are actual criminals. So Kid Cudi's car, yeah, while they're probably not going to be able to charge him for that because the statutes of limitations is up too long, but they're going to be able to bring that in. So there's going to be a lot of evidence that gets brought in on this that they're not going to charge him with. And on top of that, the risk, I think, for all of them is that, especially Diddy, the people at the top of this, the FBI are going to walk in and they're going to go, two choices, and you got about 5 seconds to kick it around. You're going to be a witness, right? Or you're going to be a defendant, and you got 5 minutes. And they'll leave you with your attorney for your attorney to go, I advise you to take this deal, right? Quickly and fast. Start talking because you do not want to be a defendant. And I would imagine that right now that's what's happening. I know that all of the hubbub around this case is going to drive people insane because this is a federal case and they don't move very quickly. They really don't. Court, they schedule events out about every 60 to 90 days usually, but usually also kind of goes out the window with this. I told people when I got busted on the bank robbery charge, I got busted probably Monday or Tuesday, something like that. Within 3 days, right, my discovery was in my cell. So not only did my attorney have it, but I had copies of it, which means that they already knew everything they were hitting me with. The second the grand jury said, okay, indict him, they already had my case done. Sure. That's not the case. They're saying they're not going to deliver the discovery to the defense until the 31st of December. Okay. They're talking about terabytes, right? I'm not sure what that is, but it sounds like a hell of a lot, right? They're talking about terabytes of information on this case. I think that
that's a lot.
It doesn't look realistic to me, Ron. It doesn't look realistic to me at all. If you get all of that on December 31st, right, you then have until February 17th to write every motion you're going to. All the stuff that you're gonna delve into this and pull all that out. Again, I think the superseding indictment will push it off. Oh, and what I was gonna say about the statute of limitations is you can move the bar. So the feds come out and they say, all right, 7 years ago you did this, this, and this. They can go from that down, right? So the 7 years, they'll start running the statutes of limitations from a different point. It's RICO will allow the federal government. I'm not trying to be a jerk. I really am not. But RICO was put together so that if the state charged you and they couldn't seem to get you, then the feds could walk in right afterwards and charge you with the same crime, which we call double jeopardy in the U.S. If you're found not guilty on something, you can walk out and go, I did it, right? And they're never supposed to be able to charge you again.
Okay.
But yeah. John Gotti did that, right? John Gotti walked out of court, free man, everything was groovy. And then they said, we're going to charge you again. And we're going to call it RICO this time. And we're not going to let you use the same lawyer that you had. Like they just moved the goalpost and they changed the games. And that's kind of how it goes down. I'm not a bleeding heart. I did time and I should have. Right. I'm not a guy that thinks people shouldn't go to prison. I was exactly where I needed to be, but it's pretty jacked up. Honestly, the way that the United States rolls over you, when you get the indictment and it says the United States of America versus Tommy Scoville, you're like,
damn. Right?
Yeah. They got 29 trillion dollars that they can go blow on this case if they really want.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to scrape up 15 grand for a decent attorney.
Yeah.
You can't win.
It's crazy. I mean, for me, there's no other way of looking at this Diddy case. It has to be seen as some organized crime group. I mean, when you've got the 1,000 bottles of, baby oil that's laced with this, you've got a police raid on his house. I'm sorry, the photos of that police raid looked like the two of your mates on the police force that have went around to clear your search history before your wife gets home, and they've got your little wooden, your little cardboard box full of magazines from under your bed you shouldn't have.
Yeah.
When have you ever seen a house raid and there's two bin liners and a box? No. I'm sorry.
Well, and how did the helicopters get there before the cars? That's always an interesting thing, isn't it? I mean, they have footage of those armored truck looking things rolling up the driveway from above, which means that the people at CNN knew about this raid before they kicked the door in. I don't know. I think that's a problem, right? That's not a good thing.
You'd think that helicopters circling above the home would be a dead giveaway for anyone who may be potentially getting raided, right?
You would think so. And they kicked in two doors literally at the exact same time, right? When they took the doors off the hinges, those puppies dropped with synchronized watches at the exact same second, because they didn't want, in theory, they didn't want people in Florida calling people in LA and saying, hey, you better start shredding stuff or deleting stuff because they're on their way. But the funny thing is, he hired his attorney in December, right? He started chopping it. He knew this was coming way long ago. When that Cassie lawsuit came out, you can get her to sign a non-disclosure agreement till the end of time. You can't get somebody to not talk about a felony. A non-disclosure agreement doesn't cover crime, unfortunately, for Diddy. So he could pay her $30 million, and then the next day the feds can go, oh, hell no. Yeah. So if there was anything in his house, and normally I would say, of course there's not going to be anything there, right? He would have shredded this stuff. He would have deleted this stuff. There's no way he would have saved anything like this. But then you find out that after they kicked the doors in, he's still doing freak offs, right? Still flying people all around the country, doing exactly what he's accused of into July, right? So I mean, maybe he kept it.
That's ballsy. Is that a testament to he knew the end was coming and he was going out in a blaze of glory? Or is that just testament to ego and he never thought that they would ever come? What do you think?
I think it's hubris. Yeah, I really do. And I think Diddy expected to go to New York, right? He was going to walk in there. He was going to say, I give you $50 million for bond. And he was going to get out and he was going to be able to aid in his own defense. And we have seen, right, allegedly, we've seen that when he's on the street, people don't want to talk about this at all. The second he was locked up, everybody came out of the woodwork, ready. People were no longer afraid of, this is literally the mafia at this point, right? This is the Don of a crime family, and people are afraid of him. When he got locked up, people started talking. You know what else is really funny? His lawyer says, we know that the Department of Homeland Security had a copy of this Cassie Ventura tape, and they're the people who handed it over to CNN. How would you know they had a copy of it? I think because when they kicked the door in at Diddy's, he had a copy of it. They got it off of his phone or whatever. This is a sicko that Yeah, that would be a trophy he wouldn't want to get rid of. As crazy as that is, right? That's a trophy he wouldn't want to get rid of.
Listen, I'm not part of the group of people that you need to explain the trophy sentiment to. Like, I was trying to explain this to people the other day. Diddy could have been a content creator for these elites. I mean, once you get past, you know, getting your gratification from regular, you know, means and all the rest, you're a billionaire. You know, why wouldn't you want to pay $25 million for a celebrity who's been drugged and is being gang-arred to satisfy your twisted mindset? Because, I'm telling you now, you know, somewhere there is safes in these elites with their VHS collections of just harrowing, horrific crimes that are being committed against people. And do you know what else is messed up, right? The amount of drugs that will make you forget it ever happened. Okay? And sometimes, you know, you'll wake up and you'll feel a difference in your body and you'll wonder, did something happen? But you got to understand, there is a perfection to these people's art. You know, I'm sure some people are going to have the feeling of trauma and all the rest of it. Do you know what I'm saying? Some other people might not. And it's quite terrifying because, you know, there's GHB, there's scopamine, there's all these different substances that can turn you into a drone, you know? Yeah. And did you see the movie Blink Twice?
I have not seen it. I'm familiar with what the concept of it is.
They really put the emphasis on the skin-absorbing factor of narcotics because everyone protects their drinks, right? Everyone protects their drinks. You don't take things that you don't know what's in them if you're going to smoke them. There's ways of just being like, I can protect myself.
Yep, absolutely.
But like scopamine and stuff going through your body, you know, let's say for example you go eat one of these Diddy parties, you're in the area where everyone's getting a bit freaky, but it's not illegal freaky, it's just freaky for a regular sense. And you know, you let go of your inhibitions, and for some, the next thing you know, you're in a freaking oil like wrestling competition, not realizing. And I'm not justifying that kind of behavior. If that's your bag, that's your bag. Consenting adult. Yeah. But the concept of being so lubed up that you fall unconscious because of the amount of stuff that's in it, that is proper adult spin-off 007 evil villain madness.
No question. Yeah. And I'll tell you, so my...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
If I have an area of expertise, it's probably in drugs. And the gamma hydroxybutyric acid, right? The GHB stuff that is what they're alleging is put into the bottles of baby oil. If you're delivering it that way, you have any idea the risk? I mean, there has to be, if what they are alleging is true, that this is how they were getting the stuff into people's bodies, there's got to be a trail of people that didn't make it, right? I mean, GHB is a very, very difficult drug to keep safe. River Phoenix, that was what was in his system when it took him off of Earth. These are respiratory depressants, heavy respiratory depressants. A lot of these people are already drinking. There was a picture of one of the parties where they had like four massage chairs. You know, you go and sit in the massage chair, you put your face in that little loop.
Oh, yeah.
You're at the party going, I'm not going to have a drink. Oh, they got massage therapists though. But maybe get that kink worked out of my neck, right? And the next thing you know, yeah, it's like you said. And you noticed all of his personal assistants. There was KK, right? The one that was his most recent. There was Ethiopian Hoptomerium. And before that, there was Capricorn, I believe is what they called her. But his right-hand man is always a woman. And I believe that just like with Ghislaine Maxwell, there's a woman that's going in there. When someone does wake up in the morning and go, what the hell happened? They're not sending a dude in there to talk to her, right? They're sending in one of these evil, like you said, you know, 007 kind of evil, villainous women to go in there and say, well, you were drinking pretty heavy last night. You know, I don't know if you remember, but God, you were on one. It's terrifying, but it's a machine. It's literally a machine.
That has been a tactic used by predators since, I mean, we just covered the Moors murders a few weeks ago, and they spoke about how bringing in Myra Hindley is what gave the, you know, the false sense of security to their victims. And it works the other way when it comes to going in and giving the sales speech of, you know, you got a bit carried away last night. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what were you up to sort of thing? It's a tactic, and it almost creates a false sense of security around the individual because there is the fairer sex.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Women everywhere, right? All of this got everywhere you look, there were women at these parties. And, you know, the RICO part of this, right? This is a RICO case. So right now, those people like KK, like Hoptomerium, like all of the people that were in this guy's inner circle, we keep hearing that they had to wear those bags that people wear on the front of them. We call them something different in the United States, but those little bags that you carry stuff in. Every one of his employees had to carry one of those filled with his particular chemicals of choice. Okay, all of them are guilty, right? No chance you can deny anything. All of you are part of this. And when I say part of it, if a girl got SA'd at a party that you weren't at, you're part of it. Right. Yeah. They can take the entire group and say, guess what? Every single person, the people that came in the next day to clean this debauchery up. Right. You got doctors coming in and running IVs for people. Guess what? They're complicit. Anybody that knew that this stuff was going on, that the people in the videos, right, if they're not active in the video, but we can see them and there's somebody in there that, let's just say, allegedly isn't 18 yet. Right. Everybody in that room. Everybody in there, and the lawyer's been very clear about this, and he's so clear. Busby has said this so many times that I really feel like he's talking to somebody in particular.
Listen, metaphorically, stuffed in a locker at some point by someone, and now it's time he's cashing in on that shit now, man. He is cashing in. So let me give you this. Let me put you to this then, right? If everything that Busby wants to happen happens, if this whole case goes down the way that you've just explained it, what's going to be left?
This is an opinion. So I'll preface it by saying that, right? This is an opinion. But I think if Sean Carter doesn't get wiped out in this affair, maybe he's next. Because allegedly, he likes a lot of the same activities, right? And allegedly, there's a string of people that are no longer alive very close to him as well. So maybe the new crime families, like the five of them in New York, maybe the new crime families own record labels. Or maybe the new crime families are really tied into entertainment, because these parties, if you have a politician that comes to one of these parties, goes into a room they think is fine, there's 180 cameras in that house, and you got that politician on tape. Think of this one, right? As a concept. LeBron James allegedly has been to a lot of Diddy parties. There's a recording of him saying, ain't no party like a Diddy party. Yep. Right? And everybody cheering. Okay, what if you owned him? What if you owned him? Hey, Saturday, not only are you guys losing, but the over-under on this is 205, and you better come in under it. You know how much money you can make owning a professional basketball player?
This is where a lot of people miss the point, right? Because when we think about blackmail, we think about, oh, give me your money. Give me your money. Give me your money. I'm going to take all your money. But when you already have all the money, right?
Yeah.
It ain't about that. It's about collecting pawns and having that control. And, you know, brilliant if LeBron James goes along with it and he loves the same stuff as Diddy and him and Diddy are pals, it won't feel like blackmail. But there's an underlying tone there that you step out of line. And I know your secrets. But then we have to look at all of the people. And it's, you know, it's sure, the celebrities are one thing. I'm thinking more of how many people in Dubai who are, you know, princes, who are part of very wealthy families, are absolutely Googling dark web assassins right now. Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. Because I don't think the FBI and the higher echelons would not sacrifice most of Hollywood to save themselves.
But I agree with you.
When they have to go and sit down at dinner tables with people who've been at, you know, are of that level of presence in the world, royalty, all this kind of stuff, it's a different, there's no detachment there. You're in a room with it now and you've got to stare it in the face. And I think that's the real scary part, because he's either going to have to get taken out,
okay,
or everyone's going down. Right. That, I mean, I don't see where the middle ground is personally. I'm struggling with it.
Well, you know, there's a couple of, if we do a little tinfoil hat stuff, but there's a couple of theories, one of which is that on the day of the raid, his jet took off and went to an island. This is alleged, right? That's what happened. He was not on it, right? Who sends a private jet somewhere with no one on it, right? That to me seems like, first of all, if you've never farted around in the world of private jets, it costs about $50,000 to get one of them off the ground, right? The size that these guys have, these are jets, man. You're putting fuel in here. You have to have four employees on this puppy, right? This is not something it's not a Cessna 172. These guys are flying like serious machines. And by the way, do you know that Diddy owns a plane that was owned by Epstein? It's not a lie. You can actually look that up.
It doesn't.
As long as that.
I seen somebody put out there the other day that there's a hunting app in America that shows you the ownership and the lands in this app and who owns them. And there's a bit of land that's about 50 acres right against the border that is owned by Diddy's former head of security.
Go figure.
I mean, right? Nothing dodgy there. No.
No, go figure.
If you wanted to get a bunch of people from one country to another country for bad things to happen, I'm thinking buy some property beside the border, right? I mean, I'm just...
Yeah. And then you're going to have to work with somebody on the other side, right? Probably a cartel.
Yeah.
Recently, somebody who is a verified, right, a documented within the federal system member of the Sinaloa cartel recently sued P. Diddy for $666,000. Now, $666,000 is what the lawsuit was for. And it was for destroying his business, his drug business, by asking him to traffic in human beings instead. And when he refused, right, this caused problems. This is what the lawsuit alleges. The second the judge sees this, right, the judge is going to go, this is ridiculous. And he's going to throw it in the trash. However, they're on the record, right? That goes on the record, and that's all they wanted. They wanted to send a message of some kind. Now, those cats don't do anything of their own volition. I promise you that this soldier, foot soldier, who's in Florence, Colorado, not at ADX, but at the Max across the street, he didn't just decide, hey, I think I'll sue Diddy. Here's what I'm going to say on it. I'm going to sue for $666,000. Within the federal system, there are several groups of organized fellas inside, right, who like the number 666. They tattoo it on themselves. They put it all over everything. It's a very popular number with certain organizations in there. I think, I don't know what the message is, but there sure as hell was a message, right?
It's an awfully suspicious number. Okay, it wasn't 6969420. Okay, it wasn't wasn't some meme numbers that were thrown out there. Putting his name
and
on
to say like you that. Ruined my business. You ruined my business because I wouldn't deal in what you wanted me to deal in. That's wild stuff, man. It really is. And guys like us, these things, I mean, this will send you down a rabbit hole till the end of time. Oh. And as an inmate who did time at the exact same prison that this guy's at, right? Prisons in the U.S. If you're at an FCI, which is like a lower custody level than a USP, which is the higher. Okay. So if you're at an FCI, you're taking your orders from the USP that's across the street. Right. The big homies there are telling everybody, like, if they want us to cause problems, they're going to tell us and we're going to cause problems. El Chapo is at ADX. That's literally 100 yards from where this guy is doing time, maybe 200 yards from where this guy's doing time. Now, I'm not telling you that he got a message out, but somebody from that cartel told this guy to make that lawsuit. It's a ludicrous lawsuit. I mean, obviously, it's going to get thrown out, but it made the news. And I think that's probably what they were going for. Right. Yeah. It's just incredible. There are so many threads, right, in this thing to chase down that I think it's another reason that people find it so fascinating. We've been hearing these stories for 30 years. The Jamie Foxx story has been out there for so long, right? There are so many Diddy stories. Everybody thinks he had something to do with Tupac. Everybody, right? This has just been something in our country for years. And I think this is going to be, I'm sad to say, because I don't think they're going to Epstein him. What I think they're going to do is they're going to glass seal in this thing. And there's going to be a group of people that we get up to, but we don't go any higher. I think that because this is going to get to some, this is going to get to some really, really big names. Some of whom may have had the sword tap their shoulder on both sides. You know what I'm saying? There's a few people that have been knighted that are whose names are getting kicked around in this. Have already been listed in lawsuits. Right. I mean, Lucy and Grange.
Just as you say that, a friend of mine, Megan's Mole, she's just posted a video called Diddy's Obsession with Princes. Okay. Yeah. And it's there's Harry and William in the thumbnail. And of course, it's fairly heavily publicized that they were frequently asked and they always refused. What are you going to say if you're the PR company for the Royals? Oh, yeah. Yeah. They went a couple of times. Went a couple of times. It was all right.
I got some pictures.
Actually, that's where Harry met Meghan. Just going to throw that out there. allegedly.
Allegedly. Had a freak on.
Yeah. I just want to say, everybody, thank you for being here. Make sure you like and subscribe. Please share this out. I want to apologize. I have got a mad toothache, so I'm pulling some stupid faces in the background here, and I keep turning my camera off. But listen, we're good.
You're a pro. No one would know.
Oh man, it's just I hate it.
Nothing like a toothache, man. Nothing like a toothache.
I should have had it dealt with weeks ago, and then I thought I could beat it.
And well, in prison, you always go, man, I got 2 years to the gate. If I can get through this toothache, like, it'll go away, and then I can get it filled. I don't have to lose the tooth because they're not much on filling them. Most yards, they just, you know, they'll say I'll pull it, but I won't fill it. So. Yeah. You know, you hold in there, and then I got to a point where I was like, that's never happening again. The first sign of pain, I'll go in there and go take that thing out. There's no way I can deal with it.
It's needing dealt with. It's not a pretty sight. It's not proud of it. Okay. It's my dark little secret that I keep to myself, and it needs dealt with. Okay. So we've touched on the RICO side of it. We've touched on the, if this goes Busby's way, there'll probably just be maybe Starbucks left in Hollywood, maybe.
Yeah, and we won't know. But and my fear of Busby, just real quick before we move on, is when Busby came out the first time, his first press conference, I covered it live, and when he came out, he was hammering, names are coming out, you're gonna hear this when we start filing this. He didn't mention that hey, if you talk to me tonight, you can cut a deal, sign a non-disclosure, and we'll just let this thing go away. But reportedly, allegedly, he's already closing these things like this, right? Yeah. He's already taking cash to settle these things. That I find disturbing.
Do you think that, well, here's the thing. Here's my view on that. Do you think that there's going to be a certain percentage of cases where the best option is for them to take a deal out of all of them? Because surely 120, I mean, by the time all this goes to court next year, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Can the courts whittle it down and say, well, this person that you're bringing to court is you know, we don't think they can go to trial. Is that something that can be done? I'm not too queued up. Or so, does everyone the lawyer brings have to be heard? And if the lawyer brings a bunch of people and a bunch of them hasn't got as strong evidence as some of the others, can that weaken the case? So for me, I think it's a smarter move for the person who he's defending, maybe, as opposed to being the right thing as a badass lawyer. Could that possibly be the narrative?
My fear is just that out of the 120, like the cases that he's already settled, I want to know what those cases are. Because if what he settled was a felony, right, that's a problem. Maybe what they're doing is they're doing what Diddy did, right? Here's $5 million and maybe it'll give me a chance to run, literally, because Diddy paid her in November, right? They didn't start kicking his door in until March, and he didn't get arrested until September. So maybe people are trying to buy themselves time. Every one of these cases, this is not a class action suit. People have said that this isn't class action. This is 120 separate lawsuits. He just happens to be the guy bringing every one of them. So yeah. If one of them is a weak link, they'll toss him out. But allegedly, they're up to 15,000 phone calls that have come into this number from people who have said this guy did me wrong. And they've pared that down to a little over 130 cases so far. Yeah. That seems to me like they're doing due diligence. But what's scary to me is, and I'm not trying to be a jerk, but like you said earlier, if one of these things doesn't flush out, right? If one of these turns out to just be BS, it does make all of the people who literally suffered through this guy, it weakens everybody else's case a little bit. So I hope that Busby is really doing some research, because there are definitely people out there today who are thinking, you know what? In 2007, I was with Diddy. The two of us went in a room alone. Nobody else was with us. I was in there for about 9 minutes, and I probably can document that I went in that room. There are people out there that are going to try to take advantage of this. It's 100%. This is going to happen. And unfortunately, there's really not much that we can do about it, especially when people see this as a payday. Now, if the attorneys bring a bunch of frivolous lawsuits, it's not good for their career. They can get censured. The judge can even go farther than that. In theory, as an officer of the court, they're really supposed to chase the stuff down and make sure that it's good faith. What they're bringing forward, they know that this is a solid case. But
do you think a little bit of me thinks that in the next couple of months, we're going to have a pinnacle new victim, new witness, right? That is going to be sent to destroy and derail this whole case, where they're going to be all over the papers. They're going to have this evidence and this and that, and the next thing. Everyone's going to see them as the poster child for what we're trying to save within the Disney Diddy case. And then the whole thing is going to be declared like they lied or whatever. And it's going to drag this whole thing down. I don't know why I feel that, but I feel like we're going to see some sort of shady play by the puppeteers, shall we say.
Yeah, I think that that's not such a stretch. And I would say this. I think that the fevered pitch of what's going on currently with the Sean Combs case and everything associated with it, all of the lawsuits and all of that. I think that fevered like pinnacle that you're talking about is probably going to happen the second Tuesday in November. I think that right after the second Tuesday in November, they're probably not going to be pushing this as hard in the news. I'm sorry, but there's something inside me that says that this is some smoke and mirrors, because we have a really big election. And for the first time in my life, nobody in this country is talking about it.
Listen, I
mean, for real, no one's talking about it.
We've got the election. And listen, just to just go on a side quest for 30 seconds, there has been some really weird things in the sky over America over the last few weeks. Air bases, Washington, Vegas. It's weird, right? And I mean, real weird. Thank you very much, Paul. Thank you for the support. Thank you so much. Really weird, okay? And I'm not saying that's anything. We're not going to talk about it. I'm just saying I've seen some things. But the election, it is weird, because it's almost like... Do you think this is what we're... Do you think this is... Let's talk about that, because a lot of people do have been pushing that narrative. Because in my opinion, I almost felt like, well, I feel like the election is going to be hyped up more to distract from this, if you see why.
Well, I mean, then that would be a logical thought, but I'm not seeing it. I mean, really what we're seeing in this country, I've never seen anything, not sporting event, nothing that seems to have captured the imagination of the entire country quite like this has. When O.J. Simpson was on trial, we stopped, the whole country stopped to watch what was happening. And the thing is, it was the internet wasn't even a thing, right? There weren't really, I mean, it was a thing, but it wasn't a thing that everybody in the U.S. was on, right? Maybe 3%, 3% of the population was online then. So there wasn't this, the law nerds, there wasn't the true crime fanatics. There weren't all the people that watch us, right? Who literally don't watch cases anymore. They study cases, right? Huh. They take the time to really look at this. Well, for those of us that kind of dig this, well, this is winning the lottery, isn't it? Because we got Hollywood, we got the music industry, we got the biggest names you can think of, and we got sex. And not run-of-the-mill sex, not boring sex, right? This is like Greek stuff. This is orgies, right? This is
madness. Yeah.
This is and sprinkle in a little ritual, because it's alleged that these people are literally selling their souls. And when you bring all of this together, this is the perfect distraction. Now, maybe that's not what it's intended to do, but it's doing it. I'm not smart enough to know if this is intended to be a distraction. If it is, these people are geniuses. But I've heard the word allegedly less on this than in anything I've ever heard.
That's
people
true.
Don't seem to be so afraid to come straight out and say, this guy does this, this, and I'm freaked out. I really am. I watch stuff and I go, ooh, man, you really gotta say allegedly, right? But they don't really, it doesn't seem like they're shutting people down who normally would be shut down that fast. There are people who are talking on the big red button who for any other time would have been banned to the land of Nod, right? East of Eden, never to be seen again. And not only are they still up and running, they're monetized, right? Yeah. They're not even getting dinged. I find all of that odd. I find all that odd.
Yeah, you know? there's been a couple of, you know, flexes from Beyonce and her husband, but other than that, it seems to be that the world has cast their decision already and voted on the Diddy situation.
I'm telling you, can you imagine trying to get a fair jury? Where are you going to find 12 people on planet Earth, much less in the United States and in New York? Right, this is the Southern District of New York. I don't see him finding 12 people that legitimately don't know anything about this case. I think that they can find 12 people who will lie their ass off to try to get on this jury, because if you get on this jury, honestly, I mean, you can ride that to a very nice paycheck.
Yeah. Right?
You can start your YouTube channel the day that trial's over, and everyone's going to want to hear about the stuff, because no cameras in the courtroom, right? This will not be televised. There will be people like us, because nobody believes CNN, NBC, Fox, any of that. Nobody believes any of them anymore. So it's going to be people like us who are in there taking notes, who are going to run outside and grab this puppy and be the first reporter. When Masterson got his 30-year sentence, I beat everybody. Literally, I beat CNN, I beat Fox, because we have the ability to do things really quickly using a cell phone. And these guys were setting up and they got lights. I went running right down the stairs by all of them. Right, already broadcasting. Hey, 30 years. It's this is the first case we've seen where we don't have to rely on the news. Now, the trouble with that is that so they can't give us the narrative they're hoping to give us. Yeah, but the trouble is that this is the wild, wild west. Right. Yesterday, I saw big channels that make me look like a pimple. Big channels that came out and said that house they just raided in Florida. Absolutely tied to Diddy, right? Absolutely tied to Diddy. Diddy ratted on these people, and this is what happened. And Operation Giant Slalom, which is what brought all of these people down, has been underway since long before Diddy was really being talked about. This wasn't a six-week investigation. This has been going on a long, long time. But I don't think that with this case, I don't think you got to chase that stuff down. I mean, I hate to say that, because I kind of like to believe that there's a little integrity in what we do, but it seems like everybody wants the next unbelievable Diddy story. And most of them, you know, it's clickbait, right? I tell people, if you want to deep dive this, you got to leave YouTube to do it. I mean, which is sad, but there's so much to go like this through that is just absolute BS. And there are so many digitally created channels. You're all hip to this, right? These are AI channels. Everything about them is AI, right? They got thrown up this quick. You will see headlines that say 3 minutes ago, right? 3 minutes ago. And what they put in the headline is absolutely 100% fictitious.
Yeah. And 100%.
It's such a disinformation campaign that, and I know this is just people trying to make money. Yeah. Right. But it is muddying the waters to the point that not only do I not think that the guy could find a jury that hasn't heard of this case, but I think you're right. I think he's convicted already. And the reason is over here, we've been hearing these rumors for 30 years, man. I'm not kidding you. 20 of them anyway, for sure. The rumors about Diddy and his parties and all of that, they're legendary. Everybody's been talking about him for so long. You look at all the videos that didn't age well, like Diddy saying, yeah, you need locks on the door. You don't want the girls getting out.
Right? Yeah.
Or Ashton Kutcher going, I can tell you that. I can't tell you that story. No, I can't tell you that story. Right?
Yeah.
But you creepy bastard.
Yeah, it's putting it out in plain sight again, isn't it? It's what they do. And listen, Tommy, we're hitting that hour mark, and I just want to say thank you so much for coming and being with us.
Love it.
I hope you and I can do another night chatting, because
I love it.
I'd love to have a more in-depth discussion with you when I didn't feel like my face. I'm gonna rip it out.
After you get that tooth fixed, you hit me up. I'd love it. I'd absolutely love it.
We're back in half an hour. We've got BJ Investigates, and we've got Hard Target for Saturday Night Live at 10 o'clock tonight. And I'll be powering through that. I'm going to go and now put a cozy bag on my face and sit for 20 minutes in a cold, quiet room. But thank you, everyone, for being here. Thank you very much, Tommy, for all of your amazing points and takes on this whole case. I look forward to talking again. Everybody, make sure you find Tommy's links down in the description, because the boss man put them there, because I apparently can't do my job properly today. So thank you very much to Sean for doing that. Thank you very much, Tommy. Thank you very much, Side Chat. We'll see you in the next one. Remember to like and subscribe, and we'll see you all in the next one. Thanks very much, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.